to go. And here's why. That show for me at the Variety was so magic. It was so small, and it was the moment, like, I get the chills just talking about it. I watched her then, and I thought, this is not an artist. This is a force of nature who is going to be around for a long time. If you're gonna let me down gently. Don't pretend that you don't. So I don't know that seeing her in a big venue, for me personally, I think everybody else needs to experience it. So everybody, go ahead and get your tickets.
Well, you know, you heard about the snafu they had with the distribution, and a lot of the a lot of the scalping companies bought up the tickets, and they're turning around selling them for $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 a ticket.
It's terrible.
Yeah. Anyway.
Not a fan of that, but hopefully they can get that fixed up and turn it around. And hopefully her voice can stay in shape. Remember, she was supposed to tour when she got all that great big success. She was booked to do so many shows, and then she had to cancel them, and she had her throat surgery. So she seems to be back up and running. But that is a very grueling schedule she has over the next year or so. And we're at the, like, end of the road. So let's hope she stays healthy.
And let's hope she stays really popular, too. I mean, she could fade by then.
I don't think so.
Hello.
I don't think that's going to happen.
All right, well, good.
Well, good. So go see Adele. If you're one of the lucky ones, she will be at Philips Arena on October 28th and 29th.
Another big show at Philips Arena coming up a lot sooner than October is The Boss. Bruce Springsteen is in town. He hasn't toured all of last year. I think the last time he toured was in 2014.
It's been a minute since he's toured, and I love how he gets so antsy and he can't just enjoy and relax. He has to get back out there. And here's what I'll say. If you've never seen a Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band concert, it is worth it to put it on your bucket list to see it, because this is really what it means to get your money's worth in a concert. It's a huge band. They give it their all. Yes, Bruce can be cheesy at times with his long speeches, or maybe he gets on a high horse about politics or something that means a lot to him. But, man, one of the greatest entertainers of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah, a Bruce Springsteen show will wear you out.
To wear out, in a good way.
You watch him and you think, you just get exhausted watching this guy perform.
He's absolutely fantastic. So that is high on my list. That's Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band at Philips Arena on February 18th. Another show to highlight at Philips Arena, this is on March 8th. I want to give it up for AC/DC. Another one of those bucket list shows I think you have to see. I saw them, I think the last time around. And
2009 was the last time they were in town.
I bought the devil horns that flashed, you know, the AC/DC devil horns, and I wore them proudly. Because they were so great. For those about to rock, we salute you. The pyrotechnics, the light show, the you know, Brian Johnson just like busting a vocal cord. Okay, the hearse goes on there with that. I got night lights, good size. It's if you want to look at what rock and roll is, AC/DC is it. Have you been to a AC/DC show?
No, I haven't. But
Steve, I'm going to need to see that.
Yeah.
Like, I want to pour some whiskey down your throat and get you to an AC/DC show.
I never really got that metallic in my mind, but you know.
Step outside the Moody Blues, Steve. Come on.
It's their fault.
Okay, so see AC/DC Philips Arena on March 8th.
Here's a band that was immensely popular several years ago, took the country by storm. They were responsible for a lot of folks who weren't into country music crossing over. And then Natalie Maines made the mistake of speaking her mind about politics. And my gosh, the wrath that rained down on the Dixie Chicks was unrelenting. But the good news is they were on the right side of history. Several years have gone by, and what they said was correct. And I just want to say, good on you, Dixie Chicks. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed. The full disclosure, this is the show I am most excited for all year long. I love the Dixie Chicks so much. Actually, I credit them for really getting me into country music and bluegrass. Exactly like you said, because I think they had this... They're not a band. You know, Nashville puts out a lot of country pop stars with makeup and outfits, but these girls really are incredible musicians, great songwriters. Now they're back. They don't have a new album out, but it's been 10 years. They're doing a world tour. They're playing Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. I mean, I never call in favor for tickets. That is the only show I was like, I have to be in the front. And also, I'm obsessed with Natalie Maines because... Natalie is a huge Howard Stern fan, like I am. Like, she's a crazy super fan. So hopefully I can interview her just about Howard Stern. I'm putting in that request right now. That's the Dixie Chicks on August 14th at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater at Encore Park.
You got a busy year coming up. A lot of your favorite artists are in town. And then there's a festival that you love and you're involved with, the 30A Songwriters Festival. Is happening in just a couple of weeks.
It is, and that's going to be on January 15th through the 17th down on 30A. And some of the big headliners are, of course, Jackson Browne,
yes,
and Jay Farrar from Sunvolt, and Bob Schneider, who was there last year, Christian Bush. There's a lot of great artists there. But Grace Potter is one of the headliners there. Shovels and Rope, they're one of the bands there as well. But Grace Potter is also going to play the Tabernacle on that Saturday night, and she'll play 30A on Sunday night. And if you've never seen Grace Potter, she's really fantastic. She's a great artist.
200 artists are performing at this festival over the three-day run, and there's a lot of folks from Atlanta. Sean Mullen's going to be there, Randall Bramlett, Carolyn Aiken, I mean, a lot, Devin McCoy. So it's, gosh, what a lineup.
It's a good lineup and a beautiful setting. I've been there, and I highly recommend going. That's the 30A Songwriters Festival on January 15th through 17th, and also Grace Potter will be there...
On the 17th.
On the 17th, but she'll be at the Tabernacle on the 16th.
Hey, hey, is everybody still awake? Let's make some magic.
You know, last year, I had the good fortune of interviewing Tim Sweetwood, the promoter of the Shaky Knees and the Shaky Boots Festivals in Atlanta, and... After we did the interview, I asked him about the whole shaky concept, and he said, "Yeah, I've applied for control over all these shaky combinations, and my gosh, Shaky Knees is coming back, but he's got another one too.
Shaky Beats.
Shaky Beats.
That's so smart. That guy knows how to pull it out. We will wait for the announcement. As of this moment, as of press time,
yes,
at this moment." We do not have the lineup of the Shaky Knees Festival, but we do have the date confirmed, which is May 13th through the 15th. So mark it on your calendar.
And this is the fourth Shaky Knees he's done, and it's the fourth different venue. They're at Centennial Olympic Park this coming
That'll
year.
That'll be huge.
Not the Central Park over behind the Civic Center.
Right.
So they keep moving around.
Well, if you're going to be shaky, you shouldn't sit still.
No.
You should move it around.
Excellent point. And the the Shaky Beats Festival is 1 week after the Knees, also at Centennial Olympic Park.
Look forward to it. Shaky Knees Festival, May 13th through the 15th, and they will be making an announcement soon as to who the headliners are. It's 2016. It's my first mention of Jason Isbell.
Yeah, on day one. And
let's,
you know, it only took you a few minutes.
That's right. Let's not forget that Chris Stapleton, who we raved about on this segment, opened up for Jason Isbell. And he is nominated for so many Grammy Awards. It just blew me away. He blew everyone away with his performance with Justin Timberlake at the Country Music Awards. I mean, that was like over the top amazing. And so now he is coming back. He is suddenly, I mean, he was the opener for Jason Isbell. Remember that?
At Piedmont Park.
Like a minute ago. Mm-hmm. And now he is back headlining the Tabernacle for two nights. And see him before the Grammys because, you know, it's funny to me hearing him now on country music radio when nobody would touch him before. And it just goes to show you the impact of these award shows. And, wow, I think, you know, country music programmers, they were like, oh, wow, people actually like real country music. Oh, I guess we better play some.
The moment you wake me up. Till you kiss me goodnight. Everything that you do, it makes me want more of you.
And his performance with Timberlake didn't hurt either. you hitch your wagon to people like that, and, you know, if you've got the talent, you can go as far as you want.
And, you know, what's nice about Chris Stapleton is was part of the Steel Drivers, and he's written so many songs. So certainly not an overnight success by any means. This is not a young guy or, you know, a young buck who just stepped onto the scene. He's paid his dues and deserves the accolades he's getting. Chris Stapleton will be coming to the Tabernacle on January 7th and 8th.
Madonna is coming to town. She'll be at Phillips Arena also later this month. And I just want to give you a little heads up. She performed in Manchester in the UK a few weeks ago and was late to the show because of technical reasons. And when she took the stage, everybody booed her.
I believe it.
And she did not take it well. So I want to say this. All of you who've got tickets to the Madonna show at Phillips later this month, if by chance she arrives late and you decide to boo her, fair warning, because she'll tell you what you can do to yourself in no uncertain terms from the stage, which is what she did in Manchester, UK. But, you know, Madonna, I guess, can get away with that.
Although these days, Steve, I don't think she really can anymore. This is not a new thing. On her last tour, she was notoriously late. And for me, I'm a super fan of Madonna. But if I'm paying all that money to see her live, I expect you to be on time. I expect you to have respect for the fans. And technical glitches, you get that. You have all day to get the sound check going. Listen, Taylor Swift didn't show up for any of her shows late, okay? And it was a much larger production. So I can't stick up for you, Madge, in this one. But nevertheless, I definitely want to go to the show. And I don't care how late you are, because I'll be there. Madonna will be at Phillips Arena on January 20th. So here's another country artist that I love. I don't know how I've become. It's the Dixie Chicks. They made me a country fan. But I really like Carrie Underwood. I just like how she's, you know, all those, you know, Jesus Take the Wheel and Before He Cheats. And I like it.
You know, it's been 10 years since she won American Idol. It's been that long.
She's really earned it, you know? She's
no doubt.
A great artist, and obviously she's gorgeous, and she has a line of athletic wear. I love that. I love the branding of being a country star. That's so Nashville, right? Well, I'm excited to see Carrie Underwood. I know that'll be a good light show. I know she'll have some hot outfits on because that matters to me. And I'm sure that matters to you, too.
It certainly does. When you say hot, that's the operative word. Because it is wintertime. Come on. You can dress warmly.
It'd be good. That's Carrie Underwood, February 1st at the Infinite Energy Arena. That's the Gwinnett Center, but it has a new name.
In Duluth. This next artist you have on the list, I am so glad you've highlighted him, because I've been a fan in all his iterations since the beginning. I was a big fan of the Hollies, the British Invasion band back in the 60s, and then Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And then when Graham Nash went solo, I bought his first album, Songs for Beginners. Mike, if you can find Military Madness, I love that song. Graham Nash is going to be in town at the Buckhead Theater.
Yeah, he's going to be great. And I saw him perform at 30A Songwriters Festival last year. And he still can hit the high notes. He has definitely still got it. And still has an awesome relationship with Neil Young, by the way. Mm-hmm. They're still tight. So you never know what kind of covers he may pull out. But I think that's a beautiful, intimate setting with Graham Nash. And I love any songwriter that writes about cats, you know, the two cats in the yard. So, meow. That's Graham Nash at the Buckhead Theater on February 5th. One of my favorite bands coming to town. I'm super, super excited about this. Two nights at the Tabernacle. I love Wilco. Their album Star Wars, nominated for Grammys this year, and it was sort of a departure for Wilco. I still I have to keep on listening it for it to grow on me. I do really like it, but they'll be playing songs from that album, and how relevant, you know, with Star Wars being the biggest movie of all time.
Yeah, it's the Star Wars tour that they're on.
Yeah.
Jeff Tweedy and the gang, and that album came out, I think, last summer. They sort of snuck it into the online. It came out. No one knew the album was going to come out.
And yes, it just came out of nowhere. I remember the Milky Way while I belong to the stars.
the sky. A random name, random name, generator, random name, generator, random name, generator.
I will definitely be at that show. To see Impossible Germany is like my favorite Wilco song, and to see that live is really something special.
Maybe Wilco will dress up like the bar characters in one of the old Star Wars movies on stage.
Oh, well, they reintroduced that in this Star Wars, too. There's a whole new...
Well, don't tell me too much.
Okay. All I can say is there's a whole new slew of Dragon Con ideas. So go ahead and see Wilco's on their Star Wars tour. That's February 10th and 11th at the Tabernacle.
So last month I was watching Saturday Night Live, and the guest artist was one I had heard of but had never seen before, Leon Bridges. Great performance.
Texas singer, like soul singer, but infuses a little bit of rock. He's definitely getting very, very popular. He was here at the Variety last year, but now he is back in a bigger venue. So I would expect you to see this artist get a lot bigger. And I think that's going to be a really fantastic show. That's Leon Bridges, March 1st at the Tabernacle. Lot of good shows to see this year.
Yep, can't wait. Save your money.
And my lips are unclean. In my darkness, I remember Mama's words reoccur to me. Surrender to the good Lord.